Hi there. The word for you today is, you get another shot. In Luke 23, verse 42, we read, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said today, you will be with me in paradise. Author Charles Swindoll writes, and I quote, if ever there was a deathbed conversion, that was it. The thief lived his entire life a sinner, a hoodlum. In no way did he prove himself worthy. So, what had he done to receive eternal life? What did Jesus accept? Answer, faith. Simple, unadulterated, unproved faith in Christ. That's all God requires, and really, that's all we can offer. The snapshot of Jesus' life the thief saw convinced him that he was the Son of God. Their dialogue teaches us three important truths, and here they are. Number one, no one is ever too far gone. Think of someone you've written off. You say, oh, they'll never come to know Christ. I've tried everything. He's never going to respond. When you're tempted to think anyone is beyond the reach of grace, remember the criminal on the cross. And number two, your real message is your life. Socrates once called words stupid things. When your life draws the attention of lost people, you have sufficient proof to back up the words you use. When you let God do the work in their lives and yours, you'll be amazed how he brings the appropriate words. Okay? And number three, all God requires, and indeed all God accepts, is simple faith. This story proves it. If you're working hard to earn your way into the kingdom, you're on the wrong path. Think about it. How many words will be enough? When salvation is by faith, all the work and all the glory are God's. So, never doubt your acceptance into his family when you come his way. The thief didn't doubt. He didn't have to make any promises at all. He just believed with all his heart and was saved. And you can be too.